Let's go ahead and get the glasses on. Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, Port of Saugus Law Commission meeting underway. Everybody's here except Commissioner Buchwald. He did phone me today and told me he had an engagement tonight, so he won't be here. Approval of the agenda by consent. Any changes? Everybody read the agenda?
I'm good with it.
Good.
Craig? Good.
Hi, CZ.
Approved by consent. Approval of the minutes by consent.
I so move to approve. If you would like a motion.
Nothing said. It's all approved by consent. How about approval of the financials? We'll have Kelly give us a briefing.
Real easy. Checks printed
okay,
in March.
Let me flip over here in tab 3, right? Okay.
For $74,643.46. Campground occupancy was down 1%, and the mortgage was up 9%, the same as last month.
Is that that's an unfamiliar trend, I'm assuming. We've never gone down 2 months in a row, have we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're about to get a pop when the...
Yeah, it should be going up here as soon as people start rolling in.
You think that's a reflection of after COVID?
Could be.
That's the first time we've had mortgage go up so much in the last several months.
Well,
surprising.
Not to change the subject, but to change the subject. A fishing buddy of my boat has 244 fish on board, salmon, legal Chinook.
Yeah, we had somebody just show up.
Is that a good sign, Terry?
It was a $40,000 payday for him. Wow. Yeah, it's a real good sign. This early in the year, I mean, it just opened.
Are those Sacramento fish, Terry?
No, he's out of Newport.
Okay.
Do we know what those Sacramento River fish?
I can't tell you that, and they would probably have to do the tag, but a day would know, I think.
I'm assuming they would be.
Yeah. Sacramento or Columbia, one or the other. So, anyway, we sort of got off topic there, but I was waiting to spring that 244 illegal Chinook.
Well,
good for him.
Hopefully that bodes well for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the season,
Have we heard anything from ODFW as far as?
No, we won't hear anything about the river for a while, I'm sure.
But the ocean should be open.
Yeah, the ocean is open.
For public.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Well, there you go. Head to the Four Corners and you're going to find fish. Where were we at, David? We got off guard.
Number 4.
Bay Street Tees. And if you turn to tab 4.
Did we approve finance?
We approved them by consent.
Okay.
If there's no question.
That would be on tab 4. Our tenants at 1499, the T-shirt shop. I guess I'll go back about sometime last week. I got an email from the city asking if 1499 had the port permission to open up a permanent beer garden on the grassy area in front of their building. At that point, I got in touch with the city and kind of asked them what was going on, and they told me that Bay Street T-shirt shop had intended to put a full-on, more or less a permanent beer garden on the grassy area, and they had applied to the city for their liquor license, and they were needing a letter of permission from the port. I told them at that time, I said, that's not permission that I can give. That's something that would be a board decision, and Bay Street Tees had not come to us yet with any kind of a plan or anything, so this is new to us. I know their lease states that they're allowed to sell alcohol on the premises, but they had never officially come to us with a plan. but yet they were talking to the city about it. And so Bridget had emailed me, and I had a couple discussions with them in the meantime, but they wanted me to bring it to the board's attention to see if we would go further with this discussion with them about a permanent beer garden.
I'd like to start by saying, Craig, have you had a chance to read all this?
Yeah.
What is our insurance perspective?
So, when this first came before us, one of the conditions was that if they were going to sell alcohol, that they would be required to purchase a higher liability limit for the liquor, and that they would give the port a certificate of insurance with additional insurance status in favor of the port. And I think that's even written in the lease.
It is.
Right, yeah. So, from that standpoint, I think that's adequate. Like, from a risk management standpoint, if they have $2 million, Dave, I'm not looking at
That's correct, Craig.
Yeah, they would have to purchase a liquor liability policy with a $2 million limit and then provide the court with a certificate of insurance naming the court as an additional insured, and then that would be sufficient from our, from the court risk management standpoint.
Good.
I'm glad we have an insurance guy on board.
I know.
Just one other thing that the city had mentioned, that if we proceed with this, the port will need to contact the planning department and begin a change of use application process, because to my understanding that is only retail use at this point, so we would have to go through some kind of change there as property owners. So,
and can they make the presentation to the planning commission as long as we're backing up their request?
You know, I think us as the owners would have to. I'll find out more about that. I just,
in other words, if they were agents of the property, in other words, if they're the renters, tenants, they, with our permission, they could make that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just like they applied for, the Crab Shack applies for a liquor license, mm-hmm. and they make the appearance before the city council to apply for a liquor license. So I think they can make the presentation and request.
I don't know about a zone change, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, we'll see. But they can tell us what. Otherwise, David will have to make the presentation.
But just,
I'll do it. I got a lot of experience with the planning committee.
Yeah, let's send Terry down there.
The main thing is bringing it before the board so we can set up a meeting with them and discuss this further, because there's a lot of things that are going to come into play. They're more than likely going to fence that area. They're going to have outside seating. That means they're going to have their own restroom facilities. They're going to, what are they going to do with parking? This is all stuff that the city's going to ask.
Are they going to have their own security?
See, that's, you know, we're not even there. They were trying to start this process without like us. In the middle without, you know.
You know, when Scott at the Beachcomber, I let him do a beer garden on my lot there on Maple Street. And Scott actually hires security for his beer garden. Of course, it was a pretty big event with multiple vendors coming in and their portable trailers serving. But have we seen an outline or a footprint of what they have planned?
No, this is what Bridget sent me this morning. If you read the email on tab 4, this is what she wanted me to present to you guys today.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you guys take a second and read this, but I've kind of viewed through it. There's a couple things that come to my mind. First of all, I don't think one of them orange plastic vinyl fences next to the highway there, and that is, I mean, it's 25, 30 mile an hour street there, is adequate. I think a wood fence, some sort of structure, would be at least on the highway side, the roadside, I should say. That, and the biggest thing to me is I don't feel like I would agree to a change of use if it restricts our property. I'm not gonna subject our property to a restriction in use for this tenant. Because then we're going to have to change it
you
back.
You mean worry about us being grandfathered into a different use? Is that what you're worried about, Terry?
If we change the use, you've changed the use of the property. And if that tenant says, screw you, I'm leaving, then we're back to trying to change the use back to some other use.
But is this going to be an additional use and we lose the original?
I don't know that, and I don't mean to raise the alarm. What I'm saying is I would like to see, is it going to be, do we get a retail and food and beverage, or just does it go to food and beverage? What's our change of use going to be? As long as it doesn't restrict us, I don't have a problem with that.
The city said this would be more like a bar restaurant type of usage.
I know, but what does that do to the t-shirt shop?
Is this something that's like a conditional use, in other words, a temporary type of thing, seasonal?
They said we plan on having the beer garden open yearly from Memorial Day to Labor Day. In addition, we will have it open seasonally on good weekends throughout spring and fall every year.
They have what, 4 years left on their original lease, Dave?
Or three.
Three?
Yeah, I think we...
And we have no reason not to.
Oh, no, they're great tenants.
Yes, but I still don't want to restrict the use of our property. No, do we lose retail?
Yeah, no, we can certainly find that out when we make the... We can ask that question.
That question will come up before the Planning Commission because they're so great at explaining stuff to us.
In this paragraph 4 where they state that there are public restrooms located across the street next to Moe's, those are the city's restrooms, and then they say the port brings in porta-potties during events in summer months when Farmer's Market and the Boardwalk Market's open. We do not furnish those restrooms. Those tenants furnish their own restrooms for those events. So we've never furnished restrooms for...
No, and that's just something we're going to have to dictate to these people, that you're going to have your own restrooms on site.
$2,
you know, no big deal.
I don't know what the city was going to require.
Right, and they'll probably require
that. Of them, but what the city was mainly asking us was if they have to put up a bike rack,
landscaping. I can see it already.
If they have
a drainage swell, won't they build?
So here's a question.
Getting all your digs in once, Terry.
Would you...
I can see it.
I think depending on what the city is requiring, I like your suggestion with a more permanent or fixed fence type of concept. I just think you can get somebody that's a
gawking,
little bit lit, walks out in front of somebody.
Or they're gawking, looking in, and can see what's going on. And I think the city will probably have some say about that. If you look at the beer gardens across the street, they have the tall cedar fence, don't they? Am I right?
Theirs is actually right on their premises. Do
we have another beer garden in town?
ICM has outdoor seating, like
a beer garden
area.
But they have the full fence in front
they
of
do.
A cedar fence.
Okay,
you can't look into it. So, I guess until we see a proposal from these people.
And what the city would require.
And what the city would require, we're good with it.
Yep, okay.
So with you, Craig?
Yeah, I'd like one more look at that lease. If we're going to do this is a little bit different than just, hey, we're going to sell glasses of wine and beer. And we do have a lease that does contain some verbiage about additional insurance. I want to look at it one more time, Dave.
Okay.
So that we're prepared when they come to us, if we need to make any amendment. And then the only other thing I really am concerned about is, if we do this, I mean, they're leasing it. They should have the right to do what they want to do if they can jump through the right hoops and we give them the permission. But I'm just kind of curious to hear from them about, I mean, that could promote, like, long nights, long bands, outdoor music. I mean, we could, I don't know, I'm not opposed to that. I just think that's probably something we should probably, because as a business owner, they're going to be able to basically do whatever they want to do with regards to live entertainment and how long that's open, right? I would think.
Well, exactly.
I do know. Okay. I do know, Craig.
I'd like to pick their brain about that.
Craig, I do know this, that any outdoor dynamic, doesn't matter whether it's on your property or not, there are noise permits or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember what the, but I know I have to do that every time I have something out in our park.
Okay.
And I can't imagine just because they're getting a beer garden that that gives them a right to have a rock concert. You know what I mean? You'd think they'd have to have a special occurrence, which leads me to, why don't these people just get a special permit from the city, like a an events permit?
And that's what I'm talking about.
Because they're trying to do it year round. It's not like on 4th of July or roadie days or something like that. Their intent is to do it 7 days a week.
Well,
you know,
we advised them that it probably won't make it 7 days a week.
The city is going to have some stipulations on that because they have noise abatement issues.
Right.
So
when
they would have to stipulate that.
And I don't think we need to be the bad guy anywhere. Tell them to go to the city, do their homework, make a presentation to us, and we'll be fair and reasonable.
One other thing that the city brought up to me that may have been overlooked or just we didn't realize it, but when we did the lease, I think everybody always assumed that the grassy area was part of their business. The city mentioned in their lease that the lease stipulates the $14.99 building and three parking spots. It says nothing about the grassy area, so they're curious about.
Well, is that an additional cost?
Well, I think we all, whoever, when we were all doing that lease, I thought
it was the site. I thought it was the tax lot that we were.
That's a big tax lot.
That's a huge tax lot.
That's one tax lot. It's the parking lot all the way to the.
Okay.
That's just one.
All right.
I just assumed that it was the grassy area because they have their sign out in the grass. You know, they maintain the grass, mow it, and stuff like that. And we gave them three parking spots, but it's not stipulated in the lease that the grassy area goes.
Does the lease just describe the address and that's all?
No, it describes the building, the $14.99 building and three parking spots.
But it doesn't describe any of the additional area associated with. Okay, so there's a possibility the city will require modification to the lease to show that they actually have the right to.
To the grassy area.
Okay. Well, I have no, if we need to change the lease or they, but any legal work that to change the lease, I think that it would be appropriate for them to pay for any legal work to work up a different lease to comply with what they want to do with the property.
I think it's a simple inclusion of and the grass area, the entire lot or something like that, a little simple minor addition to the lease and re-sign it.
It might just be. The city needs that language in the lease for.
Well, where are you going to put it on the roof?
Yeah,
you know, so which might not be a bad idea there. I do think that once the city gives them their requirements, we'll let the city determine what they're. Then we can look at it and we'll be fair with them.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we need to worry about extra revenue.
Okay. All right,
you guys.
No.
I mean, let's let them make a living.
Oh, I have. Yeah,
I don't think that's the issue. I think if you assumed that was the whole thing when you did the lease, I don't think you need to change that.
We'd still want to see, you know, some kind of plan, some kind of outline or map, or what they're, you know, how they're.
Well, city's going to want to see something.
Yeah, We don't want an eyesore. We want something on there that shows a little bit of.
Yeah, but we would have to see it first. So they can go to the city with our blessing, with our permission, what the city's asking for, that we're going to.
Tell them to send us a concept of it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And Dave, you can send it all out to us individual. I can say yes, no. You can say yes, no.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't need a meeting for that.
Okay.
And then once they have our approval, then they can go to the city and say, well, yeah, the porter said this will work.
Yeah.
I would encourage. The cedar fence, some sort of fencing, not the plastic orange fencing around the perimeter that they stay.
I think we should just meet with them and talk to them.
Yeah, we want something a little classy. I mean, we don't want an eyesore. I don't want an eyesore sitting there on that corner.
Well, yeah, the first thing people are going to say, yeah, the court has that right there.
Yeah.
See all them drunks out there?
Those are port drunks, huh?
Let's at least put a cedar fence up, keep them off the street.
Yeah.
Craig, anything else to add? Have you gone salmon fishing yet?
No, I haven't. I've been striper fishing.
Oh, the Umpqua?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you fed us some duck pepperoni. Do you have any duck jerky?
I don't.
You ought to. I buy it for my dog, and she loves it.
I can say I have it for my dog, too. I'm not trying it.
I thought about it. Anything else we'd like to add, Dave?
Well, we've got the log dog all done and painted. We filled all the holes. It's all painted. We've already had great public comment because, I mean, we have
it. It looks good. I've seen it from a mile away.
Yeah. What would be involved in getting some sort of
we're already talking about a plaque.
Yeah, that describes what it is.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Fire suppression system is almost complete. You've seen them working out there.
Yeah.
So that's close. Our dock electrical projects seem to be completed, and we'll be having a estuary cleanup here on Saturday. It's the watershed and the McKenzie River Trust are getting together. They'll have a dumpster out here again and volunteers and a few boats, and they're going to do an estuary cleanup out here on the 20th. I won't be here. I'll be in Newport, but...
They're going to do it at high tide or low tide?
I'm not sure.
It's up to them, right?
You know, haul that boat off of the island out there.
Well, there's some of that stuff that's washed up.
Is the guy that was camping on Trash Island?
He's under the bridge now. That's that beautiful picture in the Saisla News that they took. That's where he's at now. We haven't seen anybody back out on the island since we cleaned it up. So
ever since the sheriff and everybody got involved and.
Yep.
Well, I've got a couple old boats that have washed up on mine from Trash Island if anybody wants them. What do you do with them?
Well, maybe
there are some people use them as yard art. I've seen around people use...
I'll deliver it tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see. I think I have a friend that wants one for yard art. Okay. Well, they've got 14-foot wood boats. What are they?
No, it's a little 8-foot pram. It's a nice little rowboat.
Okay. That's probably it's got oars in it.
Yeah.
Like a little Sabbath? Little pram?
Just a little pram, 8 foot. It's watertight because it's full of water right now and it's holding it. So.
But plywood or fiberglass?
Plywood. It's a good looking little boat.
Okay.
Still got the oars in it and everything. Still sitting out there. Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
Yes, we are. Okay.
We need to have these every now and then.
Yeah. So that's all I got, you guys.
What triggers that fire suppression system? Does it require somebody to go turning on a valve? I mean,
it's automatic. We have a pump house over there that operates
near ICM.
Yeah, that little pump house you see over there, and that operates the whole system. But it's all automatic.
It automatically detects a fire, mm-hmm. and then what is it? Spray underneath the.
Underneath, it's
the structure.
I saw the tips that they're putting on it. It looks like they're kind of wax or something like that. So when they, I don't know if I'm wrong, when they get enough heat to them, then they let those sprinkler heads start.
Okay, I think
water.
That's
what they look like to me. I don't know.
I think it'd be a little bit more complex.
It might be something.
I don't know, Dave.
Yeah. Well, that's the way the little fire suppression devices are in my condo. It's thermally sensitive. It's a low temperature melting solder is what it amounts to.
I'm just saying,
and it gets to a certain temperature.
Sounds like the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's go build a campfire there and we'll find out.
Yeah.
Dale, do you have anything?
Nope.
I'm Kelly?
Thing. Sure.
So on May 15th, we want to have a budget meeting at like 6 o'clock. We usually go through the budget pretty quickly. I know that Craig will be gone fishing, and John Murphy said that he wouldn't be able to attend, but everybody else so far said they can.
May 15th? Is that what I'm on? May 15th?
May 15th. At 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll be in town.
And we have a meeting that night as well?
Yes, at 7.
Cool. Good.
Okay.
I've got a city council meeting at 5:30 and executive session at 4. So at 5:30 to 6, I'll have a city council. But I could make a meeting afterwards, or I could make, no, I wouldn't be able to make one between 5 and 5:30. So I am tied up on that Monday. Wait a minute,
this
I'm not looking
Wednesday.
At the right day. Never mind, I'm looking at the wrong. You're looking at
15th of May.
Of May, let me toggle on that. Okay. Why is my calendar coming up saying that's tax day?
Is your
that's
April.
April
15th. I'm on the wrong month. Sorry, okay. Guys, I'll get my manure together here. I can work it. May 15th, I'm fine with.
All right.
See you guys May 15th, 6 o'clock. Craig, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Craig.